and it's time now for business. And Nona Palsiage joined me in the studio. Nona, so the Reserve Bank, they were expected to make their announcement today about loan-to-value ratios. What's the deal?
Yeah, so of course those are the restrictions that they place on the banks to restrict their lending. And they've kept them in place. That was not what most economists were thinking. They were thinking that the Reserve Bank had room to loosen that, as to, I guess, in line with their generally looser monetary policy. But they didn't. And the Reserve Bank governor, basically, the reason behind it was that the Reserve Bank governor isn't convinced that the banks would act responsibly in holding back and just filling their coffers with high-risk lending.
Yeah, and we should be clear, what we're talking about here is the requirement to have a reasonably fat deposit.
That's right.
When you get a mortgage, so 20% or...
20% for, yeah, and I think 30% for investors. So it's still there. And that's been holding back a lot of first-time home buyers because houses are expensive. You know, a big deposit and... The thing is, the Reserve Bank is concerned that if they loosen that, you know, people would put down a smaller deposit, but then they would be faced with a very large mortgage at a low interest rate. But then low interest rates can turn, even though the Reserve Bank has said, and clearly said, that low interest rate environment will continue for some time. You know, the situation can change quite quickly, nevertheless. And so if it happened, you might find yourself saddled with a very large debt and increasing interest rates.
So the governor doesn't trust the banks to pull on the handbrake themselves.
No, the bank is saying that the Reserve Bank would like to see the banks change their behavior. And as we know, the bank's behavior has been under the spotlight for a while. Mm. So they certainly aren't finding favor with the regulators at the moment, that's for sure.
Okay, so what's been going on with Fisher & Paykel today as well?
Okay, well, Fisher & Paykel, it just seems like, you know, dare I say, it seems like it's a money-making machine. Really doing very well. Even when they're not doing very well, they're doing very well. And their expectations are that that's going to continue well into the future. They think that the market is basically untapped in many large markets for their products. So what they manufacture are masks for sleep apnea and other kind of lung issues.
So you're talking about their health wing.
All it is. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare is, in fact, only Fisher & Paykel. The other company is different. It was sold off a long time ago. So we're talking about the listed company, which is the healthcare arm, and it healthcare business. Don't get me used on that arm. It's no arm.
Yep.
It's just one business. But they have manufacturing in Mexico, and that facility has been ramping up. They really have great expectations for their products. Their legal woes, and they have very strong competition, are behind them, so they see nothing but clear sailing. And their share price rose more than 1.5% on a very strong first half result. They were up a quarter to $121.2 million in the first half. That's a hefty profit on total revenue growth of 12% to more than $500 million. So good company, pays a big dividend and continues to grow. So, hey, what more do you want, right?
So any other good news on the market? Let's do a whip around.
Absolutely. You're going to love these numbers. Okay, so the top 50 index, it finished strong, rising 0.7%, 76 points to 11,121. And the New Zealand dollar is creeping up. So 64.3 US cents, 94.8 Australian, and guess what? 50 British pence.
We cracked the 50.
We
How long has
50?
That been?
I don't know. It seems
months.
Like a very long time.
It seems
time.
Like a long time,
yes,
doesn't it,
does,
Nona?
Yes.
Thanks, Nona. Wrapping up all the numbers there for business this afternoon.